Now, some of you may have seen a new documentary by Norwich City Football Club called The Lad from Leixlip, detailing the incredible story of Andrew Omobamadele's journey from playing underage football for Leixlip United to signing for Norwich City and subsequently marking Cristiano Ronaldo while playing for Ireland. And I'm delighted to say that Andrew joins me on the line now. Andrew, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Hello mate, how are you?
Good, thanks. Listen, we'll talk football in a moment, but you might just tell us a little bit about life as you experienced it in Leixlip, growing up in the town. What do you remember from that?
My best memory, sorry, is probably just how family orientated the place of Leixlip is. Like, well, even at Leixlip United, the football club, it just felt like everyone, to my neighbours, to my friends, to people at school, were all kind of involved in some way in the community, if it wasn't Gaelic, hurling or football. And yeah, I just remember it being so just family orientated. Like, we'd play on any bits of grass we could anywhere in Leixlip, me and the boys. So yeah, I think that's probably one way to describe Leixlip. It was just really family orientated, real friendly, and it was just a nice place to live.
Were you always going to play soccer then, or did you, like everybody else, I suppose, have to go through GAA, play Gaelic football, play hurling, and then eventually you found your love for soccer?
I've always played football, like, from my earliest memories. But yeah, I think obviously when the sport started in the school, there was Gaelic. I played Gaelic for Scunthorpe, the team, for I think it was like 2 years. I enjoyed that. I love it. I still sometimes I just mess about with my friends now, just playing a bit of Gaelic. But I think the way it's traditionally played, obviously you need to pick it up and stuff. And I think some of us that were playing for Leixlip United at the time, we were kind of playing it on the ground. And so I think that's when we just decided, yeah, we'll just stick to the football because we're probably better at that.
Right, and we know from covering Leinster Senior League football here in Kildare, there's so many great teams in the north of the county, the likes of Selbridge Town, Ballyulster, Kilcock Celtic, Lucan United even, and then, of course, Leixlip United based out there at the Amenities Centre. When you decided you were going to start playing football maybe a little bit more seriously, was it always Leixlip United that you were going to play for?
Yeah, 100%, because it's where I lived, it's where my friends were. It was just all in one place, and at that point I didn't really know much about teams and how the team system worked and stuff like that. I was just playing football on my estate at the time before I joined them. So it came from a school friend, actually. It was one of my friends when I did move to Leixlip. He played for Leixlip United, and then, yeah, he brought me up there, and then that's kind of how it happened. It wasn't a case that I didn't really know about anywhere else but Leixlip United at the time.
It's a great club. It's had some fantastic successes down through the years for both men and women. I mean, you think of Emma Byrne, and then there's some other footballers, including yourself, that moved over to England to play at a very high level as well. But when you would have joined, you were playing kind of under 11s, 12s, 13s. What do you remember from those days?
I remember my first couple sessions up there really well. It's where I met Kenny Malloy, actually. He's featured on the pod, on the documentary there. He's been my coach throughout the whole thing up until moving to England. That's where I met him. And like I said, my friends are the ones that brought me up. And at that stage, they were all in the first team. And I remember rocking up thinking, yeah, I'm just going to train with them. And then the boys told me, yeah, like, you're not ready yet. You need to go over there. And it was the third team at the time. And that's where I met Kenny. But yeah, I worked my way up from there to the second team, to the first team. And as I done that, Kenny went up as well. So, but yeah, like what you said, we had Leixlip United as a club. I think it's just amazing. And it's a credit to them. There's so many names that I could name, like my memories of like Robbie Fay, for example. He took us a lot technically at that age, whereas at that stage, there wasn't many teams that were really doing the sort of training we were doing. And at that age, you probably think it's boring, you know, like just repetition of volleys or headers or just kind of movement patterns and stuff like that. But looking back now, it stood to us, and you could see what success that we had. And like you said, the couple of boys that moved away from my team.
I want to play a clip from the documentary from Kenny Malloy, who you mentioned there. He was your coach for a number of years, and also Robbie Martin, the co-chairperson. Just have a listen to how they describe Leixlip United as a club, and also how you transitioned up through the club.
Here we are in Leixlip United. Leixlip United is nearly 60 years in existence. We are a massive community in Leixlip, and we felt it's important that we provide football for any kid who wants to play, boy, girl, or any ability. When Andrew came through, Andrew would have started with the kids that you see over there in the academy at the age of 3 and 4, would have moved through the years, and Andrew himself would say that at 10, 11, 12, he would have had the same struggles that any 10, 11-year-old would have in terms of his development, how he could get to that next level. Thankfully, someone like Andrew and his team were just a really special group of players. Kenny, who you'll speak to, Kenny Malloy, looked after that group from the age of 7 or 8. And what he built was a group of kids that I think 7, 8, 9 of them went on to play in England.
Andrew would have walked in here a very quiet, reserved young lad, shy, unassuming. He certainly wouldn't have been one of the best players when he walked in the door. But right away, when he walked in, he had a real, you could see, a love of football, you know. As time went by, particularly when we got to kind of the under-13s, he was a dream to coach. Like, he just, he ate, slept and breathed everything we were trying to coach and do. He was up here constantly trying to improve and work on certain coaching things, you know, that you would look at him to work on. I would say from the under-13s there, we went into an 11-a-side. Over in Ireland, we kind of slowly went from 7-a-side into 9-a-side, and then at under-13, they went into an 11-a-side pitch. And that's where you really got to see, we've got something here, guys, you know. And it was a particular game against arguably the best team at that level, at that stage in under-13s. But in that game alone, Andrew was absolutely, we would have been battered that day. We were by far second best in every way, but I think we lost the game 1-0, but not for him probably, it would have been a lot more. But the stuff he was doing that day, even I remember an incident there, a ball came in and two lads chasing him down, ball over the top, and he just flicked it up over, took it down and stepped in, and it was just, I still remember it to this day, you know. After that game that day, we had a knock on the door, dressing room, everybody was obviously bitterly disappointed losing the semi-final, but it was actually a Manchester United scout came and approached us, the guy Larry Dunn, great guy, and he just picked Andrew out and spoke about just like a young Paul McGrath. He said it was like watching a young Paul McGrath, and to hear that from somebody outside of, because we'd obviously be very biased here, was like, yeah, you know, we do feel we've got something special here, you know.
Okay, Andrew, just to pick up then on a couple of points from that, and I'm sure it's incredible to hear those guys talking about you, and, you know, all the credit is absolutely deserved, but you really did come up through the ranks, and you mentioned there the fact that you were in the third team, and even Robbie said and Kenny said that when you walked in through the doors at Leixlip United, you wouldn't have been the best player technically, but I suppose that just shows your commitment and hard work to get to that level that you needed to be at.
I think that's kind of been my journey so far. Like when I started at Leixlip, I was kind of behind the lads because they were all playing football there before me. So they were getting that training in, whereas I was just kind of playing on my green with some of the older lads where I lived. But yeah, once I got there, that was my first time in my life in that sense. I felt like I have something to work towards at that age. Like I was thinking, okay, I need to get to the first team of Leixlip United at the time. And yeah, that was when I think I got my first taste of, you know, that type of like hunger and desire to do something. And I think that kind of sparked what is now like how I like to live my life, football on and off the pitch. So yeah, I had to obviously grind, put the hours in and then do my stuff there. And when I got to the first team of Leixlip, that's when everything started kind of clicking, and the hard work didn't stop there, because obviously my next goal was I wanna go play in England. So yeah, but I think the whole experience as a whole, it's really like character building, if that makes sense. Because obviously I went there with my friends, and obviously, like I said, I didn't know anything really about how the football system worked. I was just enjoying it at that point. That was my first time going into kind of like a system, if that makes sense, like first team, second teams and third teams. So, but yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I've had great memories from it.
Can you take us through then how the opportunity came about to go and play in Norwich? Because myself, I had ambitions when I was 7, 8, 9 of going over and playing in England, but I hadn't a clue how I was going to do it. But that was just a dream. And I'm sure a lot of young lads and young girls out there would have the same dream. But how did it actually come about then, where you start thinking, OK, I'm playing football for Leixlip United, but this is no longer a pipe dream anymore. There's a huge possibility. Scouts are interested. What happens then, and how do you end up at Norwich?
It was just kind of a build-up, obviously, when we started competing against big teams in the league, and like the St. Joey's, St. Kevin's and the Belvedere's and stuff. And we were on top and we were winning games, and we were kind of where no one expected a Leixlip United team to be. And that was because we had great coaches in Kenny and Robbie Fay, and we had good players. We had, like we said at the start, we had a couple of lads already from that team go away to England. So it was just kind of one of those once-off kind of year groups where we had a good team and we were all really close friends. We all went to school together. Once training was finished, we'd all do whatever we're doing after training, go to Lidl, do just stuff that we used to do at the time. But yeah, going back to the question, when we started competing in cups and you kind of know every other player from every team, and you kind of hear there's boys from Joey's going to X, Y, and Z in England, and that's where it starts to get you thinking. I was starting to, my mindset change to, well, these boys and Joey's are going over and these Kevin's lads are going over and stuff. And I was like, I want to do that. Like, I want to play professionally. I want to do this properly and seriously. And it was like that for all of the lads. But yeah, when we started competing in the All-Irelands and we were doing well, there were scouts and stuff. And I think at that point, Kenny was obviously, it was massive for me at that point because he knew more about all of that kind of stuff at that stage than me. He kind of drilled in the same stuff. Like, you just never know who's watching. You need to put your hours and work in the training. You need to be 100%. You need to be consistent. So we start from that age. He was kind of drilling the stuff I still use now in terms of football. And it was just about performing well on a consistent level. And then, so there was a couple of lads from us that went away and I had to wait. I had to wait my turn. I had to like kind of bide my time. There was stages where I was thinking maybe I need to just go down the League of Ireland route, because I think it was when I was 14 and 15, leading up to 16 when I moved away, that summer in between, I went on a lot of trials. I went to teams like Rotherham, Leeds United, Stoke City, Birmingham City. I felt like I was doing well on trial. I felt like I was confident. I was coming back always thinking, I have a chance here. And they all came back telling me the same thing. Like, yeah, we rate him, but he's not quite ready for the academy system yet. Or it was just kind of that. He's not ready yet. And all of this, I just kept hearing the same thing over and over and over again. And it does wear on you, because sometimes you think you're somewhere. And then when there's people that obviously are more knowledgeable than me at the time, like England teams, England coaches, England academy teams, sorry, telling me that I'm not ready or I'm not quite there yet at the level, it kind of knocks you back a few places, which is normal. And I'm just kind of thankful I had my mom and Kenny there from the start, especially Kenny, and he's believed in my ability and stuff. And he's had like a vision for me since the moment I walked into the third team, really. So he was kind of really drilling it down on me, like it's just an opinion. Football's all about opinions. One coach might say you're not ready and the other coach might think you're amazing, you go and play there and then you can produce whatever talent you have, if that makes sense. So I learned that at that stage, because obviously I didn't know that. I was just thinking there's academy, Birmingham's, Rotherham, Stoke, etc. telling me I'm not ready, so I must not be ready yet, if that makes sense.
And if we fast forward it then, Andrew, to 2021, I mean, that was a huge year for you. You made your debut for Norwich against Cardiff in the Championship. Norwich got promoted, so you went on then to play in the Premier League later in 2021. You also got called up to the Republic of Ireland squad then, made your Ireland debut as a 36-minute sub against Portugal, nonetheless, when you replaced Dara O'Shea, and you ended up marking Cristiano Ronaldo. So it does seem to have happened very, very quickly. And you're mentioning there when you're going on those trials and then all of a sudden Norwich take you on, they see something special in you and you're just kind of parachuted in then.
Yeah, it just explains football in a nutshell. 2 weeks of football can change everything for you in good and bad ways. And for me, fortunately, it changed in a good way. Like you said, it kind of all happened really in the space of a year, where I made debuts and international and then obviously the season after, Premier League debuts and lifting the Championship. It's something, again, Kenny used to always drill into me. It's about football. You only get a couple of windows in football where you need to kind of say, realise it in the moment and say, this is my window where I need to perform and be consistent. And I felt like I recognised that at the time. I was playing well on a consistent level for the 23s. And there was a couple of injuries in the first team. So I kind of like sniffed it out at that point. I was like, I could start training with the first team. I could possibly make my debut in a couple of months. So I need to make sure I'm at. I need to make sure I'm sharp. My training, everything, attitudes is perfect. And then, yeah, the injuries came. Start training with the first team. And it just felt good, because at that point, I feel like the higher the level that I play at, or the more pressure, I feel like I perform better. I kind of like having that just like to do or die feeling, you know what I mean? And that's what I felt like at the point. And yeah, I made my debut. I played the last 9 games in the Championship winning season that we had. The boys done excellent, obviously, before I came in, put us in a good position. And then, yeah, that's when it kind of became real that this is my window. Even though I played 9 games in the Championship and we won, I still felt at that point like I haven't really done anything in football. Like, in my eyes at that point, I was like, I need to cement my place. I still need to establish myself. At that point, I was thinking next season's massive because it's a Premier League season. Then, yeah, the Premier League season came. I played a couple of games there, which was amazing. Made my debut against Arsenal. But yeah, that was just another experience in itself. And then obviously the international stuff on top of that, which was probably my highlight so far, coming on against Portugal. But like what I said, it's just about those small windows you get in football that you don't get often, but you need to take them.
What goes through your head, Andrew? Because we would have followed your career for the last number of years. There's 3 Kildare players in the Ireland squad now: yourself, Nathan Collins, and Mark Travers, of course. Nathan from Leixlip and Mark from Maynooth. So we would have kept an eye on the 3 of you. But, you know, to go from playing at the Amenity Centre in Leixlip to then playing at the Emirates Stadium, Anfield, Old Trafford, the Etihad, and then also over in the Algarve, where you're marking Cristiano Ronaldo all of a sudden. How does that even register in your head?
It's a difficult question. I feel like because I was thinking about it so much over the last few years and thinking about myself in that position of playing in the Premier League or playing against Arsenal or whoever it was, or playing against players like Cristiano Ronaldo and stuff. And at that point, you think it's just a dream. It's kind of like a fairy tale. But when you kind of think about so much and so much and so much, and then eventually when it did happen for me, it was kind of like an excitement for me. I was like, I'm here. This is what I've been thinking and dreaming about for the last 6-7 years of starting and playing football, thinking about where I've come from, my family and stuff. So it's more of a like, let's go, I'm ready type of feeling that I have when I'm playing those type of games. So I think that's what it kind of made me settle into it a bit more with the stuff that was happening international, and then making my debut in the Premier League. Like you said, it happened quick, but I think I enjoyed it, and it was more of an excitement feeling to be involved.
Just before we finish up then, Andrew, obviously you've had a great campaign so far with the Irish squad, and you'd be hoping to build on that. I know you're out injured at the moment, but you'd be hoping to build on it this season. If we just go to Norwich then, and a good Irish contingent there, Adam Ida playing up front, Shane Duffy just after signing for Norwich as well. I'm sure promotion will be on the cards for the Canaries next year. I'm a Southampton fan, and I know you're good friends with Gavin Bisounu, who'll be the Southampton goalkeeper next year. So promotion perhaps, and a battle between Norwich and Southampton, fingers crossed.
100%. I think last season overall, we can, all the boys at Norwich can hold their hands up and say it wasn't our best season. It's not where we thought we would be, but these things happen in football. We've had great seasons the last 4 years, really getting promoted every time we've come down. But definitely this season we're really going for promotion, really. There's nothing else. Obviously we know it's going to be tough, and I think everyone that knows football and the Championship is a dogfight. It's really wear and tear on the body playing Saturday, Tuesday. And some games, it doesn't even come down to quality. It just comes down to who's mentally ready for it. But yeah, 100%. I think that's through the whole camp of Norwich. And hopefully we get a good pre-season and a full pre-season. And like you said, we've brought in Duffer now, and we're recruiting some experienced players that have been in the game a while, which should help us with the mentality side of stuff and obviously the quality side. So yeah, 100%. I'm looking forward to the season ahead.
Well, listen, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us this morning. Best of luck in the upcoming season, not only with Ireland, but with Norwich. And keep flying the flag for Leixlip and for Kildare. That's Andrew Omobamadele. Andrew, thanks again.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Appreciate it.